Hi, this is Lindy, the creator and host of Lindy's Audio Cafe, a podcast focused on positive and thought-provoking stories. Life gets busy, and in the race for happiness, we sometimes forget it's often the smaller things in life that truly matter. My podcast is focused on the stories that don't make tabloids, the basics that make you smile, the kindness of people who help make the world a better place. Yeah, we need a bit more of that. But before we get started, please be sure to hit subscribe on your podcast app so you don't miss future episodes. Thanks for listening. Hello, it's Lindy's Audio Cafe. Can I help you? Hello? Hello? Well, this is really weird. All I hear is a bunch of cats in the background. Is this some kind of prank? Oh, for goodness sakes, it's 'cause Wally. He loves those cats so much, he thought he'd dial me back on a Monday so I could hear the cats meow. Hey, gotta love those cats in the catio, but it's actually time to move forward. We're about to head into a story about Leo the Lionhead Rabbit. Thanks, 'cause. Great chatting with ya. Well, back to the animal show here, and I'm absolutely delighted to introduce to you the wonderful Terry. And Terry lives in the beautiful province of British Columbia, and Terry actually has a wonderful roommate. In fact, it's probably just about the best kind of roommate you can have. Unconditional love, no talking back, and she always has dinner company when she would like it. So I would like to introduce to you Terry, who will tell us a little bit about Leo the Lionhead Rabbit.
Hi, welcome. Thank you for having me. It's such a pleasure. I have a little bunny rabbit as a roommate. Leonardo is a lionhead and a lop. His dad is a lionhead, mom is a lop. Lop is a bunny rabbit with the ears that go down. Super adorable. I have been blessed that he is a double coat lionhead, so we have the pleasure of grooming daily to ensure no mats. Lesson learned quite quickly how matty these animals can get. I've never had a long-haired animal before, so it's been a journey with his hair care. But he is incredibly worth it. I call him my little therapy bunny. He loves to snuggle with me. He can be very affectionate. Rabbits typically actually are not that affectionate. They do not typically like to be picked up and held. However, I did get Leonardo at 8 weeks old, and I guess I've just kind of forced him onto me, and it has stuck. He's my little main man, and I love him, and he brings so much joy and happiness to our tiny little home that we share together. He's amazing. He's free roam, which is not as common, but I think it is the more ethical way to have a bunny rabbit. Obviously, they require a lot of space to run around, to binky, which is the most adorable thing. If you ever get to see a bunny binky or yawn, also the most adorable thing. Yeah, he's quite a little character, and I'm thoroughly enjoying sharing his life.
That is absolutely wonderful, and that makes me so happy for you. I think it's absolutely the best thing when you can have a pet that really becomes part of your family, and I would say he's your family.
He definitely is. I definitely wake up every morning and He greets me at the stairs, usually does a little figure eight in between my feet, but I have to be very careful not to kick him across the kitchen floor. He weighs like 2 pounds, probably, maybe a little bit more than that, maybe 4 pounds. But he will shoot across there, but he's just so excited to see me, or most likely probably to have breakfast.
And that's actually quite unique, and that brings me to another question. I'm curious as to what a rabbit eats. I mean, I grew up not really being around rabbits a lot. A friend of my sister's had a rabbit, and we were quite fascinated with that, but we didn't know a lot about rabbits as pets. I just think of what I see on TV, which is the standard picture of a rabbit, you know, with a carrot in his mouth and that sort of thing. But what does a rabbit really like to eat?
Well, Leonardo loves cilantro. That is probably his favorite treat right now. Bananas as well, and strawberries. Although you have to be careful because they're higher in sugar. And then just like how we want to treat our bodies properly with good nutrition, we want to carry that on to the furry little ones that we love. So he eats, a rabbit's main diet is about 85% hay. He eats Timothy hay, usually alfalfa hay. When you're a new baby rabbit, just there's a bit more calcium that you need for your little bunny bones to grow. His birthday was November 1st, 2020. So he's just over a year old now. So he's 100% Timothy hay. He eats pellets, a little cup of pellets in the morning with usually a handful of dark leafy greens. And then he'll have some treats, a few treats throughout the day, such as a carrot, celery, carrot tops, lots of greens, a few little oxbow treats here and there. But definitely we're on a cilantro kick, which I love to pin up for him. So he has to reach up high to grab it, and you can see him really stretch, and it's just super cute.
That is really neat. I had no idea rabbits would eat things like that. It almost sounds like he's on a keto diet.
Basically, yeah.
No wonder he's only 2 pounds.
He is all fur, actually. It's super funny. So, 2 pounds of bunny, 2 pounds of fur, probably.
And that's interesting to me, because I think, so where do you get the hay? Do you go to the pet store to buy hay, or is there a specific place where you go to buy things for a rabbit to eat?
Well, there's a few places. So I got him from a blueberry farmer here where I live. He was an accidental second litter while Dad was getting neutered, because the gestation period for bunny rabbits is actually 30 days. So the whole saying, to reproduce like rabbits, literally, you know, makes a lot of sense when you see that 1 month, you know, they can keep reproducing quite quickly. So you have to be careful there. So I got him from a blueberry farmer, and he actually gets big bales of hay, and sometimes will give me some of that. Otherwise, I do just grab it from the pet store, PetSmart, Oxbow. It's a really lovely hay that's easy to stuff into paper towel tubes and things like that. I cut little shapes out of there as well too, and to give him like a little treat, because he gets to dig in there and just keep him really stimulated. And rabbits need a lot of, they're very, very social creatures. Usually you will have them in pairs of two, because they do like to be bonded, to groom, to play and whatnot with each other. But Leonardo is a bit of an enigma, and he likes to be more solo. I work from home, so I'm home with him all the time. We have a lot of snuggle breaks. Typically, if I have an email that I need to reply to that I am having trouble with my words, to put it politely, I will go take a little snuggle break or a walk or something, and then come back and write that email. He definitely is a therapy bunny. Like, he is a mood changer, that is for sure. Melt my heart. I'm looking at him. He's rolled out right. I wish you could actually kind of see him right now. And his favorite spot right by the patio window. He loves to just sit and look out the window. And that's his favorite thing. That's what he basically does all day.
And it sounds like you're in love with Leo.
I am. and I'm more than in love with him.
I can see why. Like, when I hear your stories and all the things that you do with him and just having him there, I can absolutely see why you would love it. I mean, I know even from my standpoint, having a poodle, you know, having a pet is unconditional love, but being able to care and give back to an animal as well, and to know that you're making their life wonderful, that's also a super thing. Like, how do you feel when you know that you've made him happy?
Well, I love it. And like, he's super funny, because rabbits, the way that they show their affection, because they're groomers, is like, he's funny. I'll put him on my shoulder almost like a baby, like a newborn baby, and he puts his little paw off to the side to hold on. Like, it's super adorable. And then we start stroking, you know, like rubbing his back, his little ears, which is weird because rabbits don't typically like to have their ears touched. He does. And then his little forehead. And then rabbits, they make a noise. So they purr like a cat, but then they chatter their teeth. So it almost kind of sounds like an engine. Like, it's hard to kind of describe. I'm trying to get some like ASMR of him doing it because it's super cute. But he'll do that on there, and then he'll like lean over and start licking my neck. And he just has the tiniest little tongue of sandpaper, and it's just when he does that, that's his way of showing that he loves you, like his way of saying I love you. And so it's just like, that makes me so happy to know that he is, you know, in a state of happiness and joy and bliss and love just as much as I am.
I think that is absolutely wonderful. I think that just sounds to me like it's a very enlightening thing and heartwarming. And it's great company for you, and it provides a great home for a little rabbit. And do you think you'll ever get another one? Will you ever have another one? So there's two in the house, or are you happy to stay at one for now?
I have contemplated, just especially like, you know, if I leave for travel or whatnot, I would prefer him to have with a little buddy, or if I'm gone for longer hours. I also live in a place that's 400 square feet. And so as a free roam bunny, you know, like bunnies, they are more nocturnal.
Okay.
On the food chain, right? They're very low on it. Most predators are out during the day hunting, burrow during the day, and then are out a little bit more at night. So he parties at night. So generally I get up, feed him, and then I have to clean up after him, because he does create quite a bit of a mess in this little space. So I do contemplate having two bunnies, how much more hectic that would be. And as well, I'm very lucky. They can be quite destructive. Like, it's been very much a learning curve. They eat everything. So if it's in the range that a bunny can get it off the floor. I have lost many a plants. Thankfully haven't killed him. Many electrical cords. Thankfully I have a friend that works in the space of being able to fix them for me, because they're hard to come by cords. And many books that have since had to relocate upstairs to the loft. And he has put, for example, his own little touch. Oh, where's my camera? On there. So we're both reading Joan Didion right now.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I'm reading it, he's eating it.
That is so hilarious. And I guess it makes sense, because I'll be quite honest with you, my only experience I've had with rabbits lately is discovering that a bunch of lettuce was gone from my garden one day in the summer. I left the gate open, and my critter cam caught that I had a bunch of rabbits in the yard. So that's my experience with rabbits. And of course, I think they're cute, and I don't want to cage them or anything. I'm just like, okay, let's be a little wiser and close the garden gate so they're not eating my good stuff. So you are right. They definitely like to do a lot of eating, but never occurred to me that they'd be in your house and you'd have to basically childproof or rabbit-proof your house and have all these things off the floor that he can't get hurt on or he can't destroy.
Definitely. It was a learning curve. I mean, how I got Leonardo was I was actually thinking about getting a cat. But they can be either very wonderful or very, they can be a little. Cats can go either way. I don't know if we can say that on your podcast. But
you know what I can do? I can bleep it out.
You bleep it? Okay. Yeah, they can be, they can go either way. And also the place I was living previously, we had lots of birds. And we love the birds and things like that. So it was kind of, put on the back burner, and then one day I was just scrolling through Facebook and I saw an ad for these bunnies that needed to find a good home, and I just connected with him, and I was like, that's he's mine, that's what I need, that's my little fur baby. And then the universe kind of aligned everything, and I went and picked him up the next day, and I had nothing prepared. His first little home was a Rubbermaid container that we cleared all this stuff out of and put some chips and blankets and stuff in there. And then it progressed into a bit of a dog pen. Obviously, like, to grow, he was extremely tiny. He could fit in the palm of my hand, basically, when I first got him. A full-blown house bunny, which, oh, you got your bunny. I can go get him.
He was behind me, and he started shaking as you were talking. I apologize. I wasn't trying to be rude, but... Oh, look, Ozzy, meet Leo. Ozzy, see Leo. Meet Leo, Ozzy. We're both trying to do a video with an animal on our laps now.
Oh, okay.
And I'm sure when you're trying to work during the day, have you ever been online in a business Zoom meeting where you're on by video and you've had to pick up Leo in the middle of the video? Has that ever happened to you?
Well, not had to, but I want to, because I just love to show him off. And who doesn't want to see a little bun?
I just wondered how people do that when they're working at home. You know, you see the videos online where you have a news reporter and the door opens and the toddler runs in or the animal runs in. So I wondered if you have ever been busy in your job and all of a sudden Leo pops up in the middle of the camera.
No, but he has nipped at my feet a few times.
And speaking of cameras, he's famous. So Leo, I'm joking around here in the house with my partner. We're going, I think Leo's got more followers than I do. I'm a newbie. He's experienced all of this stuff. Leo has an Instagram profile. How do you find Leo if you're looking on Instagram?
You can find Leo. Our little Instagram for him is Little Lionhead Leo. It's all one word, obviously, with Instagram. We started off with the intent to post a lot more regularly of the crazy life of a gal and a rabbit, and life has just gotten a little bit crazy. We haven't posted as much, but I do hope in the new year we can get up to a few more antics. He will be coming on his first adventure up to the Yukon when we go home for Christmas.
Wow.
So I'm going to have to document a bit of that. It should be interesting. I've got a little bit more research to do of how to travel with a bunny rabbit.
Absolutely.
Can be done, but I know.
Good thing he's got a fur coat. He's going to need it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hi, Leo. Well, I am so delighted that you shared Leo with us today. And Terry, I absolutely want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to share the stories of Leo and share a bit about him. And I feel like I learned a little something new today.
I'm so glad, and I'm so happy too. And I'm so glad that you asked me to join. And I highly recommend if you have the ability to have a rabbit and the space to keep them free roam, they make the most wonderful pets, and they also contribute because you can utilize they make great garden fertilizer as well.
Oh, I love
one of the most top-notch, so they're a contributing animal to the family.
I absolutely love it. Well, thank you so much, Terry. It's been an absolute delight, and I just want to thank you for joining me, and maybe we'll touch base in the new year and do a follow-up to find out how Leo's vacation went.
That would be wonderful.
Super.
Thank you
so much, Terry. All right. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye. And looks like we're wrapping things up for today here, folks. I'd like to thank you so much for joining me, and also a hearty thank you to Terry for taking the time out of your day to share your stories about Leo the Lionhead Rabbit. That was quite the tale. And coming up next week, we're going to be having a little look at the lighter side of life in the workplace. I'm sure there's many of you who've had times when you've been at work and there's just a thing that happens that sets you into a fit of laughter. So come back next week for a little dose of lighthearted laughter, and we'll look forward to talking to you then. Have a great week, everyone, and remember that smiles come in all languages and in all colors. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to click like and share it so others can enjoy it also. Join the Lindy's Audio Cafe podcast group for updates. Oh, and positive reviews are always welcome as well. Check the show notes for updated links. Thanks again for listening. Have a great day.